Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 18th, and it's 7 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the holiday season. Today, I want to share with you about last-minute exchanges. Three areas of last-minute exchanges and some ideas for each one are, first, dinners. December can be so hectic, and thinking about dinner, let alone cooking, can be a stress inducer. Consider calling up several of your friends and organizing a dinner exchange. For example, I love the lasagna from Sam's Club, but it's more than we can eat. I can cook it, have it for dinner for us, and package up dinner for another family from the other half. The other family might be preparing a chicken casserole, and they can do the same for our family. And the next morning, you switch, and you each have two different meals, and you only had to cook once. Do this with enough people, and you are set through the new year. A second type of exchange would be a kid exchange. We love our children without a doubt, but sometimes it's hard to get the final things done with little eyes watching our every move. Call on other friends with children the same age and offer to exchange kids. What I mean by this is you watch their kids along with yours while the other parent gets Christmas things done, and then you switch. This can either be done the same day or different days. So the last type of exchange I'm going to talk about is a wrapping supply exchange. Are you tired of the paper you have or need some different designs? Make a post on social media with what papers you have and ask your local friends if anyone has other paper they might want to exchange. This can be a great way to have different paper designs. Another take on a wrapping exchange is to swap gifts with someone and you wrap theirs while they wrap yours. It will really confuse your family if they have no idea what you're doing. What kind of other exchanges can you think of that would help your Christmas stress? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.